Good morning and God bless you all this morning.
Dios le bendiga a todos.
God bless you all.
Gracias por la presencia de cada uno de ustedes.
Thank you for your presence.
Aprecio también la oportunidad que el Pastor Ken, Larry y su equipo
also appreciate
me han dado
Pastor
para,
Ken's opportunity that he has given
para poder estar frente a usted en esta
to
mañana.
Be here and stand before of you.
También quiero agradecer profundamente
and I also want to thank
a todos los bellos hermanos que he conocido acá.
Very deeply to all the brothers and sisters that I've met. Wonderful people.
Y espero que algún día
and I hope that one day
el Pastor Ken,
Pastor Ken
me haga hijo adoptivo de esta iglesia.
Will adopt me from in this church.
Gloria al Señor.
Glory
hay tres
to
cosas
the Lord.
Que me han gustado de este país.
There are three things that I've liked about this country.
Las grandes bendiciones que tiene.
The greatest blessings you have.
Los preciosos hermanos que he conocido.
The precious brothers and sisters I've met.
Y me hubiese gustado también.
And I would have liked
tener un pastor como Ken.
To have a pastor like Pastor Ken.
Esas son las tres cosas que me han gustado.
And these are the things that I've liked from Canada.
Bien, en esta mañana quiero compartir con ustedes.
This morning I want to share with you
mi testimonio.
My testimony.
¿Cómo fue que Dios
how was it that the Lord
llegó a mi vida?
Came to my life.
Quisiera buscar
let us go to the Bible.
Segunda de Corintios.
2 Corinthians.
Capítulo 5.
Chapter 5.
Verso 17.
5:17.
Dice la Biblia. De modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron, y aquí todas son hechas nuevas. Bien, una vez más le voy a pedir al Pastor Ken.
Once again I'll ask Pastor Ken to lead us in prayer
before la bondad the word. De orar. Amén. Gloria al Señor. Bien, mi nombre es Rafael Marzán.
My name is Rafael Marzán.
Soy de Cuba.
I'm from Cuba.
De la provincia de Santiago.
The province of Santiago.
De la ciudad central de Santiago.
From the central city of Santiago.
Me formé en un hogar.
I was formed in a home.
Con ocho hermanos.
With eight siblings.
Cinco hembras.
Five sisters.
Tres varones.
And three brothers.
También había tres tíos en mi hogar.
And then in my home I also had three uncles.
Y la presencia de mis padres.
And the presence of my parents.
Mis padres no eran personas de alto nivel secular.
My parents didn't have a high financial level.
He dicho que mi mamá era analfabeta.
My mother didn't go to school at all.
Mi papá apenas tercer grado.
And my dad made it to third grade.
Toda la vida de mi padre fue en el campo.
Every day he would be in the fields.
Ya después fue que se mudó a la ciudad.
And then after a while he moved to the city.
No era un hombre con un examen elevado.
He wasn't a man with a high level of
pero
education.
Pero era un matrimonio que eran decente,
but it was a decent marriage,
educado,
educated,
y se esforzaron mucho para formarnos.
And they would make every effort to form us as children.
Pero a pesar del esfuerzo que llevó hacia adelante,
but even though their efforts that they made,
no pudo funcionar en el hogar.
It didn't work inside the house.
¿Por qué razón?
Why?
En nuestro hogar, todos nuestros hermanos se fajaban constantemente.
Because in our homes, we would all be fighting with each other constantly.
A veces yo mismo me fajaba con todo el mundo.
I would fight with everyone.
Siendo un pequeño.
Even if they were younger,
mis hermanas se fajaban entre ellas mismas.
My sisters would fight between each other.
Mis tíos se fajaban con los hermanos y
my
con todo el mundo.
My uncles between each other as well.
En muchas ocasiones,
in many occasions,
los vecinos llamaban a la policía.
The neighbors would call the cops.
Y cuando el carro patrulla llegaba,
and once they got there,
no sabía quién iba a coger.
They didn't know who to take.
Porque eran tanta gente fajándose.
Because we were all fighting and hitting each other.
El carro patrulla,
and so what he did was
era volverse a la estación.
Just go back to the station.
También en mi hogar.
And in my home as well.
Mi tío practicaba lo que era la brujería.
My uncle practiced witchcraft.
Era muy difícil que en mi familia alguien se quedara fuera de la brujería.
It was hard inside my family for someone to be away from witchcraft.
Tenía una abuela haitiana.
I had my grandmother from Haiti.
Ella practicaba una de las ramas más fuertes de la Haití.
And she practiced one of the strongest branches from the occult life.
La rama era del vudú.
And she did voodoo.
Mi padre,
my father,
siendo hija de ella, hijo,
my father was her son,
también practicaba la hechicería.
And he would practice it as well, all kinds
tenía
of witchcraft.
Un tío,
and I had my uncle,
que era santero,
and he do the saints and
convocam,
and that's another branch of witchcraft.
Tenía otro,
and I had another uncle,
que era palero,
And then he was also from another
otra
branch.
Rama más de hechicería.
Another branch of witchcraft.
Tenía una hermana.
And then my sister.
Que era espiritista.
She would invoke the spirits as well.
Eso era lo que se movía dentro de mi casa.
And that was the spirits moving inside my
ahora,
house all
desde
the
edad
time.
Pequeña,
and when we were younger.
Recuerden que mi papá siempre creía.
Just remember that my dad would always believe.
Que lo que él trataba de formar en nosotros.
That whatever he tried to form
se
within
podía lograr.
Us. It could be worship.
Y cuando yo salía para la calle,
and when I went out on the streets,
yo era otra persona.
I was someone else.
De 8 a 10 años en adelante,
from 8 to 10 years old and on,
yo había formado un equipo,
I had formed a group
de muchachitos del barrio,
of teenage boys from the neighborhood.
Nosotros nos dedicábamos casi todas las noches,
and every night, almost every night,
a salir por todo Santiago,
we'd go out throughout Santiago.
Y cuando encontrábamos una persona en la calle,
and when we found someone on the streets,
la agredíamos y la lesionábamos.
We would harm them and steal from them.
Había momentos
and there were times
en que cuando teníamos deseo de hacer algo terrible,
in which we just wanted to do something different, we would go crashing the cars of the police officers.
Y cuando nos sentíamos aburridos,
and then when we were bored,
nos subíamos a los carros que traían carga de comida, de otras
we
cosas,
would go into the trucks that were carrying food and we would take it out
y la regábamos por todas las
and
calles.
We would just throw it all around.
Y cuando no había carro,
and when there was no car,
nos metíamos en la fábrica,
we'd go into the factories
y robábamos lo que estaban en la fábrica,
and steal whatever was there.
Esa era la vida que llevaba.
That's the life that I had.
También quiero decirle
and also,
que ya cuando fui creciendo,
as I grew up, as I
en
was
la etapa
growing,
de la secundaria básica,
when I was in high school,
ese es otro nivel de escuela allá en Cuba.
It's another level of education in Cuba.
Cuando yo empecé el séptimo grado,
when I began the seventh grade,
comencé dejando de ir dos meses a la escuela.
I stopped going to school for 2 months.
Y volví a la escuela,
and then I went back,
con una profesora de carácter,
because one of the teachers
había dicho,
had said,
que yo no iba porque le tenía miedo,
that I wasn't going to school because I was
y
afraid
yo me
of her.
Presenté allí,
and then I presented myself there.
Por acá,
I grabbed her by the shirt.
Dije, ¿sabe quién soy yo?
And I said, do you know who
yo soy
I am?
El Marzán, que usted decía,
I am Marzán, the one that you
que
said
le tenía miedo.
That I was afraid of you.
Ella empezó a temblar,
and she began to shake
porque pensaba que le iba a agredir,
because she thought I was going to hurt her.
Y le dije a la profesora,
and I told her,
que sea la última y primera vez,
let this be the first and last time
palabras ofensivas
that
contra
you
mi
say
persona.
Words against myself.
A partir de ese instante,
from that moment on,
comencé la secundaria.
I began high school.
Pero mi conducta era fuerte.
But my conduct was very bad.
Había momentos en el aula,
there were times in the classroom,
y algunos profesores,
that some of the teachers,
para dar clase en el aula,
before starting the lessons,
tenían que pedirme permiso.
They asked for my permission.
¿Por qué lo hacían?
Why?
Porque yo lo amenazaba.
Because I had threatened them.
Esta conducta fue horrible.
My conduct was very bad.
Por esta razón, la directora de la escuela,
and for this reason, the principal
casi
of the school,
todos los meses mandaba
almost
a buscar a mis padres.
Every week she would go after my parents.
En Cuba hay una costumbre.
In Cuba there's a custom.
Cuando los padres en la escuela no pueden resolver la conducta
that
del
when
muchacho,
parents cannot resolve their children's behavior,
entonces la directora manda a buscar a la policía.
Then the principal calls the officers,
la policía
the cops.
Que se encarga de poner en prisión a los muchachos de mala conducta.
And they are the ones that take these young people to jail and
cuando
make them better.
Cuando la policía llegaba a la dirección,
and when they came to the
la
office,
me mandaba a buscar,
the principal would go looking for me.
Y el policía le preguntaba a la directora,
and the officer would ask,
¿este es el muchacho que tiene
is
mala
this
conducta?
The boy that has a bad behavior?
La directora me miraba,
she would look straight at my
yo la miraba fijamente
eyes.
A los
I would
ojos,
look straight at her as well.
Y ella le decía al policía,
and she would say to the officer,
este muchacho es disciplinado.
This boy is excellent. He's got great discipline.
No tiene ningún problema.
There's no problems with him.
Y la policía le decía,
and then the officer would be,
pero si no tiene ningún problema,
but if he doesn't have any issues,
mandan a buscar.
Then why are you calling me?
Y la directora le decía,
and she would say,
yo a usted no le he mandado a buscar.
I didn't call for you.
Y realmente,
and truly,
bajo un momento de incomodidad,
under a moment of pressure,
ella sí la había mandado
it had been her calling him.
Ahora usted se pregunta,
and now you would ask,
¿y por qué lo, cambiaba
why?
Su declaración?
Why would she do this?
Porque yo una vez,
because one time,
entre ella y yo en la oficina,
among ourselves in the
le
office,
dije a la profesora,
I told her,
tú me conoces bien.
You know me well.
Sabes dónde yo vivo.
You know where I come
el
from.
El barrio donde yo vivo.
You know the neighborhood I'm in.
Es de prostitución.
And it was just lost in prostitution.
De alcoholismo.
Alcoholics everywhere.
De drogas.
Drugs everywhere.
De violencia.
Violence.
De homicidio.
Homicides.
Y había momentos que en ese barrio,
and there were times that in that
llegaban
neighborhood,
los carros de patrulla,
then the police officers would
y la
come
gente
in,
le miraban a rever el carro a la patrulla.
And people would just go and throw themselves into
yo le decía
the
a la directora,
and then I said to the,
tú me
to the principal,
bien.
You know me perfectly.
El día que la policía me lleve para una prisión,
and the time or the day that I'm taken
mi palabra,
in prison, I give you my word.
Su cabeza va a quedar en esta
your
oficina.
Head will be left off here in
the
office.
Y la directora sentía miedo.
So she was afraid.
Por eso ella no decía nada.
And that's why she didn't say anything to me.
Hubo un momento en mi vida.
At one point in my life.
En que yo estaba peleando con mi hermano.
In which I was fighting with my sister,
with
my brother.
Uno que es mellizo conmigo.
One that's a twin.
Él me tenía que dar algo.
He owed me something.
Y él no sabía.
And he didn't know.
Yo tenía un cuchillo en esta
parte
del brazo.
That I had a knife under my sleeve.
Y había dicho yo por dentro.
And I had said on the inside.
Voy a contar hasta 10 segundos.
I'll count to 10 seconds.
Si en 10 segundos.
And if even those 10
no
seconds.
No me devuelve lo mío.
He doesn't return what's mine.
Ya yo había planificado.
I had already planned it.
Enterrarle el cuchillo a mi hermano.
That I was going to stab him with
the
knife in his heart.
Y yo empecé a contar.
And I began to count.
Y cuando llegué a 7,
when I got to 7,
mi hermano reaccionó.
My brother reacted.
Y me dijo, aquí está lo mío.
And he said, here it is.
Pero mi hermano nunca supo.
But my brother never knew.
Que yo había planificado.
That I had planned in my heart.
Asesinarlo.
To kill him.
Esa era mi vida.
That was my life.
En otra ocasión.
In one occasion.
Estuve pasando por una etapa muy fuerte en mi vida.
I was going through a lot of circumstances in my
life. Voy a contar cosas que no pude decir esta mañana.
I'll probably say things I wasn't able to share in the first service. My family would say to me,
tú te estás volviendo loco.
You're going crazy.
Porque yo en mi casa,
because in my house,
me metía en los lugares oscuros.
I would go to the darker places of the house.
Hablaba solo.
And I would speak alone,
me imaginaba
talk alone.
Las cosas solo.
I would talk alone all the time.
Mi familia me escuchaban hablando solo.
My parents, my family heard me speaking.
Me tenían miedo.
They were afraid of me.
Me decían, tú te estás volviendo
loco.
They
said, you're going crazy.
Y fue una etapa en mi vida.
It was a time, a period of time
en
in my life.
Un muchacho del barrio,
in which some people from the neighborhood.
Me debían dinero.
They owed me some money.
Por un juego ilícito que habíamos hecho.
Because of some forbidden business that we had done.
Era más de 500 pesos.
It was more than 500
yo fui
pesos.
A su casa a buscar el dinero,
and I went to their house.
Y él me dijo a mí.
And he said to me.
Delante de su madre.
In front of his mother.
Dentro de unos días, tal día, ven a buscarla.
Within the next days, come and look for the money. And I say to him,
lo voy a venir a buscar tal día.
I will come for you.
No quiero problema con
mi dinero. I don't have any problems.
Cuando yo fui ese día,
and then when I went back,
él estaba sentado en la puerta de su casa.
She was sitting in the front of the house.
Y entró.
And he went in.
La madre estaba con él.
The mother was with him.
La madre supo que él hizo eso.
The mother knew that he
el
did that.
Que él me dijo,
the day that he said,
busca el dinero.
Come look for the money.
La madre estaba ahí.
I was there and the mother was
cuando
there
yo
too.
Llegué,
when I got there,
y le dije a la madre, por favor, llámame al muchacho.
And I said to the mother, please call your son.
Y dile que me mande mi dinero.
Tell him that he owes me
la
the
madre
money.
Me dijo a mí,
and the mother said to me,
mi hijo no está aquí.
My son is not home.
Está de viaje.
He's away on a trip.
Yo sabía que él estaba.
And I knew he was there.
Y yo le dije a la madre,
and I said to the mother,
señora,
lady,
dígale a su hijo que dice Rafael Marzán.
Tell your son that Rafael Marzán
que
says
le perdono la deuda.
That I forgive him the debt.
Que no hay problema.
There's no problem.
Que se olvida del dinero.
Forget about the money.
Yo le pregunto a usted esta mañana.
And then I ask you this
¿cuánto
morning.
Creen que eso es una cosa buena?
How many believe that that's a good thing?
¿Cuánto creen que es lo correcto?
Who believes that's the right thing to do?
Pues no es así.
Well, it's not like that.
¿Sabe por qué lo hice?
And you know why I did
porque
it.
Esa misma noche,
because that same night.
Dos y pico de la noche.
Maybe 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yo agarré una java en mi casa con 4 botellas de gasolina.
I grabbed 4 cans of gasoline from my house.
Y yo iba para la casa del muchacho.
I was going to go to his house,
a prenderle su casa,
to set it on fire,
con su madre adentro,
even with everybody
con su
on the
mujer
inside,
adentro,
with his lady,
con
with his mother,
adentro,
with his children
porque
inside.
Yo no creía
because I didn't
que
believe
me dieran mi dinero.
I didn't believe in forgiving him from the debt.
Llevaba.
And that was the life
vida
that I was
violencia.
Living. A life of violence.
Recuerda que mis padres se esforzaron por educarme.
My parents made an effort to educate
pero el barrio donde yo vivía,
us. But the neighborhood I was living in
es terrible.
It's terrible.
Es delincuencia pura.
There's a lot of delinquency.
Hasta la edad de 19 años,
when I was 19,
llegué a tener
I had
36 mujeres.
36 women in
es
my
para
life.
Que sepan.
And then I want you to know
que mi vida era promiscua.
That my life was bad.
Todos los días de mi vida,
all the days of my life,
tomaba muchas bebidas alcohólicas.
I would drink.
Me fumaba.
I would smoke.
Casi aproximadamente 2 cajas de cigarro diario.
Approximately 2 cases of cigars a day.
La caja de cigarro en Cuba tienen 20 cigarros.
And those cases have 20
de
cigars.
De modo que eran casi 40 cigarros diarios.
So I would smoke about 40 of them a
todos
day.
Todos los fines de semana.
Every weekend.
Drogas.
Drugs.
Esa era mi vida.
That was my life.
Si no me drogaba,
and if I didn't get
no
drugged,
me sentía bien.
I wasn't feeling well at
si
all.
Si fuera poco,
because even if
me inserté en el mundo del ocultismo,
and I went back into the world
recuerda
of
que
witchcraft,
tenía tío que era santero,
because I had people involved
mi abuela
in
que era budista,
my mother was there,
mi padre
my
que era brujo,
my father was there,
mi tío que era palero,
my uncles.
Mi hermana que era espiritista.
My sisters would invoke
y yo,
the spirits and myself.
6 meses antes de convertirme a Cristo,
a few months before coming
me iban
to
a ser
the
palero.
Lord, they were gonna rank me onto a higher rank.
Yo tenía un altar grande.
And I had an altar in my place.
En una mañana,
in one morning,
Ese altar,
that altar
cae al suelo.
Dropped on the floor.
Yo vivía en un cuarto pequeño.
I lived in a small room.
Mi cama estaba aquí.
My bed was set.
Mi altar estaba acá.
My altar beside it.
Siento ese estruendo fuerte en mi cuarto.
And then I heard that noise in my room.
Y cuando despierto,
when I woke up,
veo que mi altar está en el suelo.
I saw the altar on the floor.
Corrí eufóricamente.
I ran as fast as I could.
Y le dije a mi madre.
And I said to my mother,
¿quién entró a mi cuarto?
Who came into my room?
Mi madre me dijo a mí.
And my mother said,
yo llevo 2 horas sentado aquí.
I've been sitting down here for 2 hours.
Nadie ha entrado a tu cuarto.
No one has come into your room. And then I asked her,
¿qué día es hoy?
What day is it today?
Y mi madre me dijo,
and my mother said,
hoy es domingo.
Today,
Semana Santa.
Today is
día de resurrección
Resurrection
de Cristo.
Sunday.
Unos días después,
a few days later,
fui a casa de un amigo,
I went to my friend's house
y encontré una Biblia,
and I found a Bible.
Le dije, préstamela.
And I said, can I borrow
y empecé
that?
A leerla.
And I began to read it.
Cuando comencé,
when I began,
me di cuenta,
I realized
de que Dios estaba condenando,
that the Lord was there.
La vida que yo llevaba.
He was condemning the life that I was
cuando
living.
Yo leí,
when I read,
en Éxodo 20,
when I read it,
no tendrá imágenes.
You won't have any idols.
No adulterarás.
You will not commit adultery.
Yo decía, pero estoy haciendo.
And then I said, that's what I'm doing.
Todo lo que Dios prohíbe.
I'm doing the things that God forbids.
Inmediatamente hablé con una hermana
immediately
mía,
I spoke to one of my sisters,
la que era espiritista,
the one who invoked the spirits.
Le dije, hermana, mira lo que dice la
and
Biblia.
I said, sister, look what the Bible says.
Dios prohíbe la hechicería.
The Lord is forbidding
Dios
this.
Prohíbe la brujería.
The Lord is forbidding
Dios
witchcraft.
Prohíbe el ocultismo.
The Lord is forbidding all this occult
mi
life.
Hermana me dijo a mí,
and my sister said to me,
porque yo no tenía nadie,
because I didn't have anybody who would form me in the pathways of the Lord.
Y mi hermana me dijo a mí,
and my sister said to me,
no lea la Biblia.
Don't read the Bible.
Te van a volver loco.
You're
going to
go crazy. The spirits will make you crazy.
Yo sentí miedo.
And I was afraid.
Cogí la Biblia,
I grabbed my Bible.
La doblé,
I folded
la metí
it
en la cómoda de
and
mi
put
cuarto.
It in the drawer in my room.
El día que la guardé,
the day that I put it away,
llego a la casa de noche.
I left the house.
Y como a las 12 de la noche,
and around midnight,
apagué la luz y me acosté a dormir.
I went back home and I turned
en
off the light.
Me tapé con
as soon as I covered myself with the blankets,
por primera vez en
for
mi
the
vida,
first time in my life,
oí la voz de Dios,
I heard the voice of the
que
Lord.
Me dijo,
and he said to me,
mío,
my son, wake up and read the Bible.
Yo me asusté.
I was afraid
nunca había escuchado
because
esa voz.
I had never heard that
me
voice before.
De mi cama.
And I woke up,
y
I got up
a leer
bed.
La Biblia.
I began to read the Bible.
De las 2:30 de la noche.
And then at midnight,
hasta
12:30
de la mañana,
from to 6 in the morning,
sin parar,
without stopping.
Ni me di cuenta
and I didn't realize
cuando el sol había salido.
When the sun came out.
Estoy leyendo.
I'm reading.
Sigo aprendiendo.
I keep on learning.
Que lo que estoy haciendo,
that what I'm doing,
Dios no lo acepta.
The Lord is not accepting.
Tiempo después,
and then a while after,
mi hermana me dice a mí,
my sister says to me,
yo estoy viendo que tú no estás atendiendo a los santos.
I see that you're not tending to the altar.
Te van a volver loco.
They're gonna make you crazy.
Ya tú estás medio loco.
You're already half crazy.
Y si tú no atiendes a los santos,
and if you don't tend to the
te
altar
vas a completar
and the saints,
la locura.
You're gonna get crazy.
Y yo
fully
sentí miedo.
And I was afraid.
Le puse flores.
So I put flowers on the altar.
Le puse vela.
I lit the candles.
Ah, quiero decirle también,
and then I want to say to
que
you
cuando el altar se cayó,
that when the altar fell,
muchas imágenes se partieron.
I had images that had broken down.
Solo quedaron en el altar,
I only had at the altar
tres ídolos con,
three
con vida.
Idols alive to
entonces,
me.
Yo le puse vela,
so I put
le puse
candles,
toco,
I put flowers,
le puse de todo.
I put everything
pero
on
ya
it.
No era porque yo quería,
but it wasn't because I wanted
sino porque
to,
sentía miedo.
But because I was afraid.
Yo no sabía qué tenía que hacer.
I didn't know what to
yo no
do.
Había aceptado a Cristo.
I hadn't accepted
yo no
the
había
Lord
ido
at that
a la iglesia.
Time. I hadn't gone to church
sentía
at all.
Miedo.
And I was afraid.
Y le puse todo.
And I put everything on
y
it.
Me fui para la calle.
And I left.
Cuando iba llegando a la esquina de
when
mi casa,
I was around the corner of my house,
segunda vez en mi
for
vida,
the second time,
escuché la voz de Dios,
I heard the Lord's voice.
Que me dijo,
and he said to me,
hijo mío,
my son,
vira para atrás,
go back
y vuelve a entrar a tu cuarto,
and go into your room.
Cuando viré para atrás,
and when I went back,
y entré a mi cuarto,
I went into the room.
El cuarto prendió candela.
The room was set on fire.
Empecé a apagarlo rápido.
And I began to turn it off.
Porque bueno, ustedes deben tener posibilidades.
But there were possibilities.
Pero yo nada más que tenía 2 metros por 3.
Because my room was very small.
Apagué rápido.
So I turned it off very quickly.
En ese movimiento,
and during that movement,
de las 3 imágenes que
from
quedaban,
the 3 images I have
se
left,
partieron 2.
2 were broken down.
Solo quedó una.
I only had 1 left.
Escucha ahora.
And now listen closely.
En Cuba,
in Cuba,
hay una costumbre.
There is a costume.
Las personas que practican la brujería,
the people who practice
siempre
witchcraft,
ponen ídolos,
they always have idols
detrás de las puertas,
behind their doors.
Y cuando ya yo había apagado el incendio,
and when I had already set the
me
fire off,
ídolos,
I only had 2 idols.
Uno en el altar de
one
mi cuarto,
on the altar,
y otro detrás de
and
la puerta
one
la
behind
casa.
The door.
Estoy en la calle,
then I'm walking off,
y pasando por la puerta de la iglesia,
and walking by a church.
Miro la iglesia.
I see the church.
Y esto se lo quiero decir.
And I want to tell you
para
this.
Para que sepan que Dios lee la mente y el
corazón.
For
you to know that the Lord hears and reads the heart
no
and mind.
That decirle,
even if you don't open up your mouth
Dios
to speak, the Lord
piensas.
Is able to understand and hear what you're
porque
saying.
Me paré frente a la puerta,
because I stood in front of the church.
Y le dije al Señor,
and I said to the Lord,
Señor,
Lord,
te doy mi palabra.
I give you my word.
Si tú te deshaces,
if you get rid
de una de las dos imágenes
of
que a mí me
either
quedan,
one of those images
te
that
prometo,
I have left, then I promise you
yo me entrego a ti.
That I will surrender to you.
La iglesia,
the church,
está como a 250 metros de
it's
mi casa.
About 250 meters away from my house, 5 minutes away.
Cuando yo llegué ese mismo
and
día,
as soon as I got there,
recuerda que yo le había hecho,
after
le había
saying
dicho
that
a Dios,
to the Lord,
a las 11 y media de la noche,
at 11:30,
aproximadamente,
approximately at
cuando
night,
llego a la puerta de
when
mi casa,
I went to the house,
hay un equipo de amigos,
I had a crowd of friends waiting for
la noche,
me, that every night,
nos dedicábamos a tomar
we
rom.
Would dedicate ourselves to drinking rum.
Y cuando me van a dar un trago de rom,
and when once they gave me the
yo
drink,
estoy en la
I'm
de mi
standing
casa,
in front of my house,
y me voy a dar el trago,
I'm about to drink it,
por tercera vez
when
en
I
mi
heard
vida,
for the third time,
siento la voz de Dios,
I hear his voice,
que me dice,
and he says to me,
hijo mío,
my son,
entra a tu casa,
go to your house,
mira detrás de la puerta,
and look behind the door.
Hacía cinco minutos que yo
five
lo había dicho
minutes
Dios,
away I had said to him,
si una de las dos imágenes
if you
que
get rid
queda,
of either one of those images,
yo me entrego a ti.
I will surrender to you.
Y cuando entré a la puerta de
and
mi
as
casa,
soon as I went into the house,
que ni siquiera me di el trago,
which I hadn't come in
y abrí
yet,
la puerta de mi casa,
as soon as I opened the door,
delante de mí,
right in front of me,
se le cayó la cabeza al ídolo,
the head fell off of the idol.
Impresionante.
It is impressive.
¿Eso lo hace Dios?
That's what the Lord can do.
¿Lo hace Dios?
That's what the Lord does.
Le prometí a Dios,
I had promised him
que si él lo hacía,
that if he did it,
me entregaba a él.
I would surrender my life to him. March 15th, 1995,
me entregué a Jesucristo.
I gave my life to Jesus.
Le cuento una historia.
And then I'll tell you a story.
El día que Dios me salvó,
the day that the Lord saved me,
ese mismo día,
that same day,
había otro delincuente del barrio,
then I had people in the,
que
in
le
the neighborhood
decían el conde.
That they called the
couch. Y cuando yo pasé a aceptar a Cristo,
and when I accepted the Lord,
él también pasó.
This man also came out.
Y yo dije por dentro,
and I said on the inside,
¿qué hace el diablo está metido aquí?
What is the devil doing in here?
3 meses después,
and then 3 months later,
le digo yo a ese hermano,
and then I say to this
hermano,
person,
perdóname.
My brother, forgive
dice, ¿por qué, Marzán?
Me. He says, why?
Porque cuando yo te vi el día
because
que acepté
when
a Cristo,
I saw you at church,
yo dije en mi corazón,
I said in my heart,
¿qué hace el diablo metido aquí?
What's the devil doing in church?
Y el hermano me dice,
and then he said,
Marzán, perdóname.
Marzán, I'm sorry,
porque
forgive
cuando
me.
Yo te vi,
because when I saw
yo
you,
también dije,
I said the same
¿qué
thing.
¿Qué hace Satanás metido aquí?
What's Satan doing in this room?
Gloria al Señor.
Glory to the Lord.
Bien, presten atención ahora.
And now pay attention.
Le conté que el hogar mío era muy fuerte.
I was saying that my house was very bad all the time.
La vida de mi madre,
my mother's life,
a ella le detectaron una diabetes.
She had been detected with diabetes.
Y el tío mío que era alcohólico,
and my uncle was an alcoholic.
Le insertó en su pensamiento,
and then he said in her,
que el alcohol
to her,
servía
that alcohol was good to relieve the levels of glucose.
Y mi mamá empezó por un trago,
and my mother began with one
y
drink
se fue embullando,
and she began to drink
hasta que llegó al extremo,
up to a point
que mi mamá fue una alcohólica,
in which she became an alcoholic
durante
again
10 años,
during 10 years
desayunando alcohol,
eating for breakfast, drinking
alcohol,
alcohol, lunch alcohol,
comiendo alcohol,
dinner alcohol.
No comía.
She wouldn't eat.
Y había momentos en la vida,
and there were times in her life,
de mi querida madre,
in my mother's
ella
life,
se sentaba ahí,
she would sit down,
tomaba y tomaba,
drink and drink,
y cuando se levantaba,
and when she would get up,
se había hecho su necesidad fisiológica,
she would get dirty,
y no, ni siquiera lo
and
sabía.
She wouldn't even realize it.
Esa era la condición de mi madre.
That was the condition of my
hablamos
mother.
Con los psicólogos.
We'd go to the psychologist.
La tratamos de incluir en un programa de desintoxicación de la.
We tried to involve her in a rehab center.
Hablamos con un terapeuta.
We talked to a therapist.
Nada funcionó.
Nothing worked.
Apelamos a lo común.
So we appealed to the common.
Vamos a apelar a los espíritus del
and
infierno.
Now we're going to appeal to the spirits
la persona
of
que
hell.
Estaba poseída,
and the person who was possessed
cuando llegó
by
el momento
the spirits,
de consultar a mi
by
madre,
the time that we were consulting,
tomó a mi madre por la mano,
she took my mother
y le
by
dijo,
the hand and said,
señora,
lady,
la cadena de alcoholismo que hay sobre tu vida,
the chain of alcohol that you have in your life,
contigo,
it was born with you.
Andarán contigo,
it will be with you.
Morirán contigo,
you will die with
no
it.
Vayas a ningún lugar,
don't go anywhere else.
Usted nació para eso,
because you have been born for this.
Pero cuando Dios salvó mi vida,
but when the Lord saved my
lo
life,
primero que yo hice,
the first thing that I did
orar por mi familia,
was pray for my family,
ayunar por mi familia,
fast for my family,
clamar por mi familia,
claim for my family.
Cada vez que yo invitaba a mi madre a la iglesia,
and then I try to invite my mother to church,
mí,
and she would say to me,
No quiero saber de Cristo.
I don't want to know anything about
no
Christ.
Me hable de Cristo.
Don't force me to know
no
about Christ. I don't want to go to church.
Pero yo le digo a las personas,
but then I said to the people,
yo no discuto con los
I don't
hombres.
Argue with men.
Yo creo en la palabra,
I believe in the word of God.
Siempre voy a la oración.
And I will always go to prayer.
El día menos pensado,
the day that I least expected,
cinco, seis meses después
about
de convertirme,
5-6 months after,
mi madre me dice a mí,
my mother says to me,
hoy no voy a tomar,
today I will take,
para complacerte,
I will take the day to
voy
please
a ir a la iglesia
you,
contigo.
I will go to church with you,
pero prométeme algo,
but promise me something,
no me diga,
don't tell me,
que acepte a Cristo,
to accept the Lord,
que reciba a Cristo,
to receive him,
solo voy,
I'm just going to visit,
para complacerte,
and to please you,
yo le dije, no hay problema,
and I said, okay, no problem,
para mi oración,
but then in my prayer,
clamé a Dios,
I claimed to the Lord,
Señor,
and I said, Lord,
algo mucho más,
do something even more greater than what my mom desires.
Iglesia,
and when we went to church,
el pastor terminó el servicio,
and the pastor finished the service,
y el pastor hizo el llamado,
and he made the call,
yo le había prometido a mi
and
madre,
I had promised my mother
que no le iba a decir,
that I wasn't going to tell her to receive the Lord.
Pero yo le dije, Señor,
but I said, Lord,
lo siento mucho,
I'm sorry,
esta oportunidad no puedo
this
perderla,
opportunity I cannot miss.
Mi madre tiene que recibir,
my mother needs to receive you. And I had my eyes
mi
closed all the time. My mother was beside
el
me.
Había
the pastor had called everybody.
Y yo le decía, Señor,
and I said, Lord,
voy a romper mi promesa,
I'm going to break my promise.
Pero tengo que decir a mi madre,
but I have to tell my mother to receive
que
you,
acepte a Cristo,
to accept Christ,
que avance a Cristo,
to go into Jesus.
Estoy con mis ojos cerrados,
and I had my eyes closed.
Y cuando digo,
and when I said,
lo siento,
I'm sorry,
voy a abrir mis ojos,
I'm going to open my eyes.
Ya mi madre estaba adelante,
my mother was already in the front receiving the Lord.
Esto lo hizo el poder de Dios.
This is the power of God.
Ahora, escuche bien.
And now pay attention.
10 años, mi madre,
for 10 years,
fumándose aproximadamente 3 cajas de cigarro,
my mother smoking 3 cases a day,
tomando alcohol vivo,
drinking alcohol,
no alcohol, refinado,
not just refined alcohol,
alcohol,
it was pure alcohol,
que solamente se usa en Cuba,
that it's only used in Cuba,
para la candela de la cocina.
That it's only used in Cuba for the saints, and that my mother would take from day one
que mi madre recibió a Cristo,
that she received
que
Jesus,
dejó que Jesús entrara en su corazón,
that she allowed Jesus
desde
into her
el primer
heart.
Día,
from that day on,
más nunca mi madre
never again
tomó un cigarro,
she took a smoke,
un trago,
she drank,
y mi madre empezó a cambiar,
and my mother began
y
to change.
Mujer flaca,
and that lady that had lost
bonita,
so much weight, she began to be beautiful. She began to gain weight. She began to be beautiful.
Jesucristo,
because Jesus Christ changed her completely.
¿Sí o no? El diablo había dicho que no.
The devil said no.
Los hombres habían dicho no puedo.
Men said no, it's
pero
impossible.
Jesucristo dijo,
but Jesus Christ said,
yo.
Here I am.
Yo puedo hacerlo.
I can do
que
this.
Venga a mí.
Let her come
mi poder
to me
es suficiente.
Because my power is enough.
Esta mañana,
and then I tell you
si
this morning,
han dado noticia,
if men had given
si
you bad news,
noticia,
if the people have given
dicho,
you bad
no
news,
puede,
and they have told you that you
no
can't
puede,
do it, there is no way out,
solución,
there is no solution,
esta mañana,
then I tell you this morning
Dios
that the Lord has called you and he tells you strongly, come to me. In me there is solution. In me there is power. I can help you. When men say no, God says yes.
Gloria al Señor.
Glory to the Lord.
El tío mío alcohólico,
my uncle, the alcoholic one,
madre,
the
alcohol,
one who gave my mother or introduced her into alcohol,
él tenía serio problema de salud.
He had serious issues with his health.
En una ocasión estaba yo orando en la iglesia en la mañana.
In one point I was praying in church in the morning.
Eran como las 6 de la mañana.
It was around 6 in the morning.
Allá fue una hermana mía a decirme,
and one of my sisters came
Rafael,
to me,
muévete,
and said, Rafael,
tu tío está en el hospital.
Your uncle's in the hospital.
Los médicos te mandaron a decir,
the doctors had said
que le lleve la ropa,
to take his clothes,
tío hoy no vive
because
más.
He won't live after
está
today
delicado.
He's just passing
está
away
para morir.
And he's just about to die.
En ese mismo momento,
at that moment
me acordé,
I remembered
que hay un Dios que todo lo puede,
that there is a powerful almighty God, that there is a God of life, the God who holds
que
death
el dice no,
that when men say no he
sí.
can say yes.
Y le pedí al Señor,
and I prayed to the
Señor,
Lord
por favor,
and I said, Lord please
no deje que mi tío se vaya al infierno.
Don't let him go to hell.
Dámele una oportunidad.
Give him the opportunity.
Pero se lo pedí con lágrimas,
but I asked him in tears with such eagerness of heart. And then when I finished my prayer, I heard the voice of the Lord who said to me clearly, I will give him one more month of life. Half an hour, 45 minutes later, my sister comes again and she says, Rafael,
la que estaba con él en el hospital,
the doctor said
que los médicos le dijeron
that unexpectedly
que ya no suban la ropa,
that don't take your clothes anymore,
de una forma inexplicable,
because unexpectedly
se recuperó el tío.
He just recovered.
Cuando mi tío salió del hospital,
when he came out of the hospital,
yo hablé con él,
I spoke to him.
Le dije, lo que te voy
and
a
I
decir.
Said, pay attention.
Hoy era tu día de muerte.
Today was the day you were going to die.
Un mes de vida.
But the Lord has extended you for
yo
one more month.
Que mi tío
and I thought that he would fall on his knees, lift up his and
pero
give his life to
hizo.
Christ. But what did he do?
Decirme,
he began to curse
yo
me.
No creo en eso.
He began to say, I don't believe
es
in
mentira.
This. That's a lie.
Yo estoy vivo porque tengo que vivir.
And then I'm leaving because I have
vivo
to live.
Al hospital.
I have brought this to the hospital.
Pero cada día,
but every day, I would pray to the Lord even more. I would ask him even more. And now this, 2 days, 2 days before my uncle died, I was in my room praying. And then from one moment to another, he knocked on my door. And it was raining on that day. I'll never forget it. He was all wet. And he opened the door. And he said, my nephew, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to receive Jesus. I want him to forgive my sins. And I said, uncle, kneel on the floor. And I asked the Lord, Lord, save him. 2 days after, my uncle left for heaven. And that is the power of God. When we trust him. My sister, the one that invoked the spirits, 3 years ago, she came to the Lord. Every Sunday, she comes to church. You go Tuesday to her house, and she's fasting. And that is the one that invoked the spirits. Another sister of mine, whom she didn't know anything about God, a year ago, she was baptized. She came to the Lord. My twin brother, the one whom I wanted to kill one day, 2 years ago, he came to the Lord. Another sister that when all the brothers would come to the house, she would come to them and she would offend them. She would mention all the names. She would offend them in any name. But when we were at a congress 2 years ago, I hear them calling my name. And when I turned around, that was my sister who had come to the Lord that day. When the Lord saved my life, 3 of my friends, they went away from me. They said, you're a traitor. You had abandoned us. You are not the same. That hurt me in my heart. But I believed in God. And years later, they came to the Lord. We have to trust in the Lord. We have to trust in His power. My parents, my father, the one of the voodoo, the mother that practiced voodoo, after my mom came to the Lord, few years later, he came to the Lord as well. My family was a living hell. And now it's a piece of paradise. Only because I came to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. And how many believe that Jesus saves? How many believe that he heals? When the Lord touched my life, when he saved my life, I had 4 issues in my life. I would go to sleep at 11, and before knowing Christ, and I would fall asleep until 6 in the morning. But when I came to the Lord, that same night that I accepted him, I went to bed at 10. At 10:20, I was already sleeping. And that is happening. It's been happening for 20 years. Listen to me well now. How many believe that Jesus healed? How many believe that he's got the power? I had 3 diseases in my body before getting to know Christ. I had migraines. I had an ulcer in my stomach. When I would walk 3 kilometers a day, my feet, my legs would cramp up. I couldn't move. I couldn't walk. I had to be lying down until the next day because I had those diseases in my body. When I came to Christ, never again it came back. And I realized I didn't have a migraine. I didn't have an ulcer. I didn't have cramps in my legs. Jesus saved my life, and he also healed my life.
Eso lo hace el poder de
that
Cristo.
Is the power of Christ.
Escúchalo bien.
And now listen.
Cuando la policía no tenía esperanza en mí.
When the police officers didn't have any
cuando
hope
mi familia
in me.
No tenía esperanza
when my
en
family
mí.
Didn't have hope in me.
Cuando las organizaciones en el barrio no tenían
when
esperanza
everybody
en mí.
In the neighborhood didn't have hope
cuando
for me.
Cuando la escuela no tuvo esperanza
when
en mí.
When school didn't have hope in me.
Cristo
Christ
creyó en mí.
Believed in me.
Cuando las personas no pudieron sacarme de la perdición.
When the people couldn't take
cuando
me out of the mud.
En ese mundo
wherever
perdido.
I was lying down in that world. There was one
que recogió su túnica.
Who grabbed his
no tuvo
tunic
miedo.
And he wasn't afraid
no
of me
pena.
He wasn't afraid
de meter su mano en el fango.
And he just grabbed
agarré
me
mi vida.
From the dirt grabbed my life
infierno.
And he presented
y
me
a los poderes del infierno.
And he said to the powers
con
of hell
que no sirve.
With this man
voy
you can't do nothing because I will purify and glorify my name. And that is what Christ
el
did the God that you and I have the God that you believe in the God that lives in this church the God in whom you believe is Jesus Christ and he lives in this community believe in his power believe in his word even if you don't see it even if you can't touch it he is real what man couldn't do with the power of his strength listen attentively he did it
con el poder de su amor.
With the power of his love
y la gente se pregunta,
and people may ask and wonder
¿por qué yo permanezco
why is it that I am still
siempre buscando a Dios?
Seeking of the Lord
porque le he dicho al Señor,
because I have said to the Lord
Señor, yo no valía nada.
Lord I will not give anything
Señor, si tú no hubieses intervenido en mi vida,
Lord if you hadn't come to my life I would
muerto.
Be nothing I would be dead
estuviera en una prisión.
If I would be in jail
y Dios cogió lo que no servía,
but he took whatever wasn't worth
porque nadie quería.
Whatever nobody wanted
si fuera por la policía,
not even the police
es mejor que yo estuviera muerto.
If it was for the police officer I would
no
be dead
igual.
But he didn't do that
no miró igual.
The Lord didn't see the
por
same way
yo amo a mi esposa.
That's why I love my wife
amo a mis hijos.
I love my children
amo a mis hermanos.
I love my brethren
pero Dios sabe
but the Lord knows
que más amo a Cristo.
That I love him the
mi
most
vida de él.
And I believe in
no
him
tengo otra opción.
And I would never never give him up
lo que nadie pudo hacer.
Because there is nobody like Jesus
escúchame bien.
Just listen.
Cuando Dios me salvó,
when the Lord saved me,
yo no era nada.
I was no one.
No valía para nada.
I wasn't worth anything.
El Hijo de Dios.
But the Son of God,
aquel que estuvo en una cruz,
the one who died on the cross,
cogió este desecho.
He grabbed the worthless men.
Lo formó en misionería.
Formed him in the missions.
Lo formó en evangelismo.
Formed him in evangelism.
Lo formó en bachiller en teología y Biblia.
Formed him in theology.
Lo está formando una licenciatura
forming
en una
licensing center.
Lo formó como abogado.
Formed him as a lawyer 2 years ago. What else can I ask
Señor,
from the
gracias.
Lord? If the Lord can
porque
do this
no soy nada.
Because I am nothing
y por tu poder,
and by his power
me ha hecho algo.
He has made me something
no soy digno, Señor,
I am free Lord
de ser pastor.
Now I'm a pastor
no soy digno, Señor,
I'm not worthy Lord of being one
nombre.
But it's only in your
pero
name
gracias.
That I am doing
porque
all
no puedo
this
hacer más nada.
I can't do
porque
anything
tu amor
else because your love
ha cubierto mi vida.
Has covered my life
y lo único que puedo decirle a ustedes,
and the only thing that I can tell you is
crean en el Hijo de Dios.
Believe in the Son of God
crean en el poder de
believe
Jesús.
In the power of Christ
Dios hace cosas.
He can do things
cuando nadie puede.
When no one else can
Dios hace cosas.
The Lord can do things
cuando nadie quiere.
That no one else wants to
Él
do
es grande.
He's great
a lo mejor en esta mañana,
and maybe this morning
tus hijos,
your children
van por mal camino.
You're, they're going the wrong way
familia,
your family
va por mal camino.
They're going the wrong way
te digo algo,
but I tell
mañana,
you something
no pierda la fe en él.
Do not lose hope
cree en él.
Believe in him
él es grande.
He's great and mighty
cree en el poder de
believe
Dios.
In his power
él puede hacer lo mismo
he can do the same thing
que hizo con
that
mi
he
vida.
Did with my life
en esta mañana,
in this morning I want to pray for you. If you have someone, a family member in jail, if you have a family maybe at home who needs the prayer, the power, the supernatural power of Jesus Christ, today I want to pray for that same power that intervened in my life, intervenes in your life. Please stand up this morning. I'm sorry.
No puedo dejar de reconocer lo que
I can't stop
mí.
Acknowledging what the Lord has done in me.
Y a veces le he dicho a Dios,
sometimes I say to the Lord,
¿por qué te amo tanto?
Why do I love you so much?
No sé.
I don't know why I love you so much.
Discúlpeme.
Forgive me.
Lo más importante.
The greatest and most important thing.
El que reina.
Is that he lives and reigns.
Que él es grande.
Is that he is great.
Que él nos ama.
That he loves us.
Que podemos confiar en él.
And that we can trust in him.
Recuérdalo.
Always remember.
Aunque no lo vea,
even if you can't see it,
aunque a veces no lo pueda tocar,
even if you can't touch it and feel it,
entiéndelo.
Just understand it.
Él es real.
He is real.
Él vive.
He lives
por los siglos de los
forever
siglos.
And ever.
En esta mañana,
this morning,
si tienes algún familiar,
if you have a family member,
levanta tu mano al cielo.
Just lift up your hands if you want to give them to the Lord, and I want to bless you. For his glory to reach your family with the same power that he reached my family. Close your eyes and I'll pray for you. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father, because you're good. Thank you because you're great. Thank you because even when there's no faith, you bring faith to our lives. Thank you because when there's no solution, you can still say there is hope. Now, whoever's lifting up their hands, Lord, they are presenting themselves and their families to you. They're representing their friends, presenting neighbors. I ask you, Father, with the great love that you have for us, that you have for us, Lord, that the supernatural power that reached my life can reach their life, Lord. Jesus Christ, you resurrected and you are great. Bless their homes, bless their families. Take their children away from their troubles with your holy power, Holy Spirit. Glorify Jesus in them because you are great and because forever your mercy endures.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated just for a moment. We have heard a powerful testimony of God's might and ability to move. I think sometimes we don't press in enough. We have desires, we pray a prayer, because it's not answered in the next day, we just sort of give up. But we need to press in. We need to know that God's power is real, and that we can press in and see God's power released in our family, in our own lives, and in the God is real. He longs to do himself. He just wants people to open up and be real and genuine. It doesn't matter how far you've fallen. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. God is there to forgive you. He's there to work in you. He wants to manifest his power through you. So I really appreciate this message that stirred us, that should stir our faith, stir our desire, stir our fervor for the Lord. You know, we do what we can do for those in third world countries like Cuba. And over the years, we have helped build a new building that they're working in. Raphael and his wife, when we first went down there, they were in a little shack. And I can think maybe they have the picture of the original. This is the home that Raphael and his wife and family still live in now, and because they're still building the other house that's just in front of this. But this is where they have church, right in this front part. When we were down there before, we had service right there in the front part, and they live in the back part of this. They make very, very, very little money. Something like $11 a month is the monies that people make. And so to be able to build, it's hard for them. But God has put a connection between us, and we were able to raise money. And we've given about $5,000 thus far. And over the last 3 or 4 years, they've been working on this. And this is the inside of the new building. You can see it's nice. It's block. And windows, I don't know whether the windows are in yet. Windows are not in yet, but they're hopefully coming. And the floor is in, the plaster on the inside of the building, and maybe there's other pictures, just bring them out. There's the outside. You can see their house behind. You can just see their old house just poking out through the back. This house is built out to the front. This will be a house where Raphael will live with his family and also have enough room to have services. And so they're about $2,000 from finishing this. And Raphael's believing the Lord, been praying that God will provide those extra funds. And we want to take an offering to help him towards that. And so I'd encourage you right now to take a envelope that's in front and just to mark Cuba on there, to give whatever you can give this morning in this offering that we're going to press in. That you can write Cuba. If you're writing a check, obviously make it out to the church, KW Christian Fellowship. If you're giving cash, be sure if you want to be receipted, put your money in an envelope, put your name clearly on the envelope. You know, $2,000 to us is really nothing. But for them, it's like $2 million. It's beyond what they can do. And I want to bless Pastor Raphael. I want to share in what they're doing. You know, when we give money to this, every person that comes in gets saved there. Part of that reward, as it talks about, comes, and we share in that because we've given. We've given towards it. And so I encourage you to do that. You know, it's a mutual benefit. We can give, which is to us hardly a sacrifice, for a few of us to give $50, you know. I mean, $50 to get 2,000, what's that? Like 40 people to give $50, or 200 people to give 100. Not quite. you do the math. But, you know, it's so simple for us. We can do it our part. You know, but we also share in what Pastor Raphael has imparted us today, a fervor, a hunger, a desire, faith, to see that God can move. I hope he's placed that in your heart. The power of prayer, if you'll put it. You know, just as you're filling out your envelope, one of the things that impressed me when I was there in that home, we were in the back, first time that I went down 2 years ago, we were in the back, and I was shown the area in the house where Pastor Raphael had put a picture of a laptop up on the wall. And he prayed every day that the Lord would give him a laptop. And the Lord had put on Pat and Joe's heart that, you know, we could take down a laptop. I'm not sure they were aware he was praying for it. But we had an extra laptop available in the church. And so we reconditioned it and got it all set up and took it back and gave it to him. And when that laptop came in, it was put right underneath the picture. And Raphael called his son in. And he said, "You see that picture? You know I've been praying for that. And see that computer?" He said, "God answers prayer." That's the heritage that we need to pass on to our kids. A persistence. You know, and again, I don't say this to puff up Pastor Raphael, but as I was sitting there, he was wearing a pair of shorts. And I looked over and I saw his knees. And I saw that they were distorted a little bit and that there was like a growth on them. And I said, what happened to your knees? And he said, "It's calluses from praying." And he pointed down to the floor and I could see the two grooves in the floor where he prayed every day for God to answer prayers. It's the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man that avails much. God's no respecter of persons. Why does God move? Because there's someone that's effectively praying and believe. God hears our quick prayers, he does. But there's something about a fervent, effectual prayer where you just press into God. You just keep praying for what you need. And I could tell you stories about praying through. See, that used to be a term that was used much as I was growing up. People prayed through about things. didn't just pray a prayer. They would pray through. It was a term that you prayed until you had that confirmation that the answer had come. They'd prayed through situations. I think much of that is lost in the West. We rely on our money. We rely on our resources. We rely on our ingenuity. And we have lots of it. But people in third world countries, they don't have the money. They don't have that. They rely on God, and they press into God, and they press and they pray through, and God shows himself to be real in their lives. And so God has made this connection. I hope that we can go down in January. They hope to build this, to dedicate this building in January. They're almost finished, but there's some things. Pastor Raphael, one of his heart's desires coming up that he could get a chainsaw. And there were some people that donated some money, and Pat was telling me this morning that he has enough money to buy a chainsaw to take back. Now, why is he taking a chainsaw back? Because they're going to go back out in the woods. They're going to cut down trees, and they're going to build pews, seats, to go in that building. It's a grassroots sort of like effort in that, in physical things. But in spiritual things, there's a dynamic and a power that can move. And I know that they don't get everything they pray for too. But there's something of pressing in and seeing God move, and that's what we can glean. And I tell you, that's worth a whole lot more than $2,000. The faith and the just the encouragement that the Pastor Raphael's given us this morning to respond. So it's a very moving day. It's a day to believe for God, for yourself. I really encourage you as you give, but also just go out of this place today saying, God, I want that same fervor. I want that same hunger. I want you to see you move in my life and my family's life. I'm going to press in. I'm going to pray like I've never prayed before. This is a year of double portion. I don't know whether we really caught it yet. But we really will double our prayer time, triple, quadruple our prayer time. Press into God. A double portion, double commitment. Double sacrifice to God, and then realize God will multiply back to us all that we need in our needs and in our lives. But we have to do our part and press in and believe God and have faith, and God will do his part. So it's been a great morning this morning. I'm going to ask the ushers that they come forward. You give your offering. I don't know whether, I guess we're not going to do a song. Not everyone is here in the second service. Amen. Okay, can we pray just one more time? Father, I thank you for what we've heard today. Thank you for what's been imparted to our hearts. Now, Lord, we want to sow from what we can so easily do back into the ministry in Cuba. So many people there are still bound in sin, and they're bound by ideology. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just set them free. And I pray, Lord, in our offering that it would be used to further your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll receive.